everyone. Hi, guys. Should I keep saying hi, guys? I feel like hi, guys is weird. Let me probably come up with something else. I don't know. What's up, y'all? I don't know. That's equally weird. But how are we doing? Right, regardless. So it's a Monday afternoon where I am right now, and I actually wanted to record a totally different topic from what I'm going to talk about right now. I wanted to talk about structural functionalism, but I think we could do that by the next episode. I was just going through my I was going through my friend's status, and then I saw her cry for help as to how multitasking has damaged her. And she pointed out how multitasking is, you know, it's easily becomes a habit, right? An unhealthy habit, by the way. And I think I can relate on so many levels. So I was like, okay, why not just talk about it instead, right? Because the world these days is so fast-paced that you have to know how to do many things at the same time, because it's like we no longer have 24 hours, right? Or rather, 24 hours is not enough. We have, if we could beg God to extend it like 48 hours or make 1 second, 0.5 seconds, let the day be going very, very slowly so we can be doing what we have to do, I think we would have done that, or if they made any of us gods right now of time, I'm sure somebody would have done that, because the world is just, it's moving at a very maddening speed, and I won't even lie, like it's actually unhealthy, right? But I don't know how much I can complain about it, because that's what we now know, you know, that's the reality. And it's not, we are under this illusion, I don't know how strong the illusion is here, but we're under this philosophy here that, you know, you can't focus solely on one thing and one thing alone. Like, I mean, back then you could decide that you want to do just shoemaking, and anything you're doing in this, your life is around shoemaking, and you are making progress there. These days they will tell you there's active income, passive income, you have to get this skill under this certification, you have to get this and you have to get that, and you have so little time to achieve all these things, because it's like the sooner you can achieve, the more you are being validated, or the better you are. You see somebody that say, oh, I'm just 18 but I'm already making 6 figures, 7 figures on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on TikTok, because money these days, you know, is not, or will I just say opportunities, life these days is not just, it's not just for the adults alone to enjoy. The children can enjoy what you're enjoying, if not more. Do you get? So it's like life is slipping through our fingers, and the only way we can hold on to it is to choke ourselves up with as many activities as we can do in one day or at the same time. And then for some of us that are like really ambitious, you know, really ambitious of what you want to achieve in life, oh, I want to impact the world, I want to do this, I want to do that, obviously, you know, you can't impact, you can't do much these days without belonging to communities. And even if you have to create your own community, it's people that still have to belong to that community. And at some point, you would have to partner or merge with another community. Life doesn't happen on our own, and life doesn't happen on our terms. So which then leads us to multitasking. We have to grasp so many things at the same time, and we have to do so many things at the same time. That's why you see some job openings, they'll tell you, oh, ability to multitask under pressure, like it's supposed to be a good thing. I understand multitasking is a necessary skill, the world demands it, but there's a difference between multitasking being a necessary skill and it being your habit. Once multitasking becomes your habit, bro, believe me, you will regret it. at some point, because you will not have time for yourself. You will lose track of what you want to do or what you wanted to achieve, because you are so lost in the moment. You are lost in different moments. You are not even just lost in one moment that you can say, oh, I can actually keep track. You are lost in different moments at the same time. You forget what it feels to enjoy peace and quiet. Your brain at some point starts to get foggy, right? You start to lose track of memories. You start to lose track of details. You probably start to mix up a lot of things. I know at some point that one happened to me. I'm a very good multitasker, but I mean, at some point I think I had to, you know, caution myself to do things, you know, at a time. And thank God for, you know, softwares and applications we have these days that helps us to put our thoughts in order in terms of to-do lists, calendar, reminders, you know. It helps us to put things in order of priority, but it still cannot take away the place of your willpower to not make multitasking a lifestyle or a habit, an unhealthy habit. It's one thing for it to be for you to have a skill and use it when necessary. It's another thing for you to let that skill or attitude take over your normal day-to-day lifestyle. Because while I understand that, okay, or while it is understandable that, okay, the world is very fast paced, you know, you have to divide your attention. That's why they say, oh, now we have low attention span and all those stuff. We have to divide our attention, we have to divide our time, we have to attend to so many things at the same time. You know, a lot of things are calling for your attention and it affects mental health and everything. We still need time to focus. And focus demands doing one thing at a time, right? Focus really demands doing one thing at a time. So I think the purpose or the goal of this episode is really to say, don't make multitasking a habit. Don't make it a lifestyle. It's a necessary skill, definitely, but know when to pause, okay? Know when you are going to say, right now, I'm not going to do so many things at the same time. I'm going to do it one after the other. I'm going to prioritize and I'm going to have dedication, or I'm going to be I'm going to be disciplined, you know, because it can get, like, from experience, it was uncontrollably a habit. Like, just like spending too much time on your screen can become a habit. You know, you're thinking about something and then your mind is slowly seeping in other details from other events that you think you need to attend to. The point is that the funny thing is that the world will go on with or without you being involved in something, no matter how important you are to a particular event. If you're working with the right team, you're working with the right people, the event or the world or whatever would still go on without you, right? So there's really no need to multitask all the time, every single time, every single day. Some days, you know what, some weeks, you know what, I'm only going to do this. I'm only going to do this amount of things. I'm not going to, you know, it's really important, really, really important. So don't make it a habit. You will not like it. I mean, and for those that have lived through their phase of chronic multitasking, would you mind sharing with us how your experience was? What are the lessons you learned from it? What did it help you? What did it help you with? And then what did it take away from you? Was it worth it? What it took away from you, was it worth it? You know, how are you able to really, really apply your multitasking skills at the appropriate times, right? So I'd love to hear from you. You know how you're doing. Meanwhile, peace out.